Do you want to become 30% happier in 30 days? Americans are the unhappiest they've been since the Great Depression. Dr. Daniel Amen's new book, You Happier, can be part of the antidote. Learn the 7 neuroscience secrets of feeling good based on your brain type. Happiness is not a one-size-fits-all. Dr. Amen has discovered 5 primary brain types and 7 neuroscience secrets that influence happiness. In You Happier, he explains them and offers practical, science-based strategies for optimizing your happiness. Plus, he'll teach you how to make 7 simple decisions and ask 7 daily questions to enhance your happiness. Creating consistent happiness is a daily journey. Learn to make choices that will boost your mood and help you live each day with clearly defined values, purpose, and goals. Visit youhappier.com to learn more. Now, this is the point in the podcast, if you're a regular listener, at the very beginning where the intro music comes on, Dr. Delight starts playing and we start bouncing and feeling the groove. But today's episode is so special. I've got some great friends and I wanted you to feel the magic and the synergy of every moment that we were together. So what we're going to do is I actually started recording the conversation with the guests on today's show before they knew it. And what I think is going to happen is you're going to catch a glimpse of who these very special friends of mine are before they knew that the podcast had started. So we're going to do the intro music in just a second, but I'm going to go ahead and play when I hit record on the interview. And because I want you to capture the joy that is the aunties. So Human Hope listeners, enjoy this incredible conversation starting before they knew it with my friends, Sharon, Melinda, and Sarah. Here we go. And then Sharon, let me hear you.
Hi, yeah. Carlos. Oh, how are you?
Yes.
Now, would you guys like more in your headphones or you feel okay?
I think this is good.
Okay.
Yeah.
You feeling like that's good?
Okay. Yep. I'm going to try not to speak in any accents other than English.
No.
I make no such promises.
I know. I can't control it.
You can't promise today.
Not today. Melinda, which is why I really have to try because sometimes it just comes out.
But from where? What accent is it?
It's supposed to be British.
Let me hear the British accent.
Oh, no. It's horrible.
Let me hear it.
Is it horrible?
It's really bad. It will be very offensive.
Offensive.
Yeah. Offensive.
So first of all, your American accent is struggling.
It will be very offensive. Sometimes the Memphis comes out.
It would be very
offensive to everyone from
England.
No, do it.
I don't think they would actually enjoy it. We've got a lot of British listeners.
I can't do it. It just has to.
Oh, it started to come out.
I have to feel it.
Oh, okay.
Would you like a cup of tea?
Oh, Melinda.
Thank you.
Okay, see, now's when I get to start fixing things.
Okay,
over here.
That's what I was going to say. We need some head room.
We're done.
It's the laughter.
I'm not going to do it.
Listen, this is what we're going to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're just going to start talking.
Okay.
There's no, I ain't got questions.
Look at
They're
it.
Not all I don't for have, you,
this isn't super produced. Melinda has some popcorn in front of her right now. She's got a smile as big as Texas. Pretty excited. How excited are you about the popcorn right now?
I cannot wait.
I need people to know that you got three popcorn boxes.
Yes, three.
Took them all.
Well, I came here for Heather. So.
Oh, yeah, you did. You did. And Heather's feeding us old popcorn right now.
Which is going to be great when we choke.
Yes. Now, should we get some sort of water situation happening here?
Water, please. Kiefer Sutherland.
Water? Okay.
Kiefer Sutherland?
I would like everyone to know that there's been no alcohol poured so far.
What? Kiefer Sutherland?
That's what she calls water keeper.
Oh.
is Kiefer Sutherland.
Okay, because so. I was like, that was really random.
That was.
Like, no context for the people.
Are we, like, we started?
Yeah, we're starting. Oh, we're starting. It's okay, listen. It's okay. I hit record. We've been green for 3 minutes and 47 seconds. Red. So this is what we're going to do. I'm going to actually, and I've never done this before. Okay. I'm going to do the intro. I got this intro music.
Yes.
That kind of makes you kind of, you know, just makes you feel like you're on the Human Hope podcast. Normally I'll record these interviews and then I'll edit the intro later. Right. But, and people don't get to hear it, but I just feel like you three need to hear it. I feel like you need to be part of the intro.
Let's get amongst it.
We're going to get amongst it.
So
this is what we're going to do.
Yes.
We're going to get amongst it. I'm going to start the intro song. Okay. I'm going to intro the show.
Okay.
Which this show is, oh man, it's episode, I should know this by now.
Remember when you said like 43, but it was like.
I know. I messed it up. Hey, this is episode 52. And so you guys are going to fit. I mean, this is going to be the most radio thing you've ever experienced. I'll make sure I get everything ready. Okay. So here we go. We are 4 minutes and 46 seconds into recording this, and we're just starting the intro because that's how incredible you women are. And I haven't even introduced you guys yet. But no one knows who's laughing in the microphone.
We're so sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
No one knows. So
we genuinely like each other. Yeah, we do. So we love each other very,
is,
very much.
This is Human Hope Podcast, episode 51. Let's fire the intro music and we'll start this thing going.
Hey.
What'd I say?
Let's get it.
What?
Come let's on. Go.
Right? Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Human Hope episode 52. It is March 31st. Woo! Y'all ready for this? Come on.
Let's get it.
Okay, baseline.
Hey. Woo! Hey.
Get your shoulders going.
Hey.
Get your shoulders going. Get your shoulders
just
going.
Just like that.
Bounce, hey. Bounce. Hey. One, two, hey. Three, four. Hey. I told you. Okay. What did I say?
No, that's hot. Come on, party.
What did I say?
That's amazing, right?
It was everything you wanted it to be.
But who's playing bass?
I don't know. This one, hold on, I'll tell you exactly what this one's called. This one's called, Funky Delight.
We knew it. We felt it.
Guys, welcome to episode 52. I've never had the guests involved in the intro, but here you are, ladies. How did that feel?
That felt amazing.
It got you ready.
A new precedent was set.
Yes.
Like, this needs to be the vibe.
I think so.
I think that the intro music needs to be played for the guests.
Mm-hmm. Yes, please.
I don't know if the energy level will match what just happened ever again.
I mean, if you have us back.
Yes.
It's a hot track.
That is a hot track.
It was amazing.
That was so good. So welcome to episode 52 of the Human Hope Podcast with your host, Carlos Enrique Gutierrez Guzman Chibol Cabello.
Ooh.
Oh, careful.
Let's wait.
So that's my full name.
That was beautiful.
The full thing. Carlos Enrique Gutierrez Guzman Chibol Cabello. Okay, that's the Pan-Mexican side of me.
Mm-hmm.
Six of them. Or just Los. You can call me Los. You're my friends. And I've got guests in the Human Hope studio today. That's you beautiful women.
Hello.
Now I've heard the term auntie being thrown around here.
Yeah, we're the aunties.
You're the aunties.
Yep.
Yeah.
So let's just go ahead and just so you can get, okay. So we're sitting around a square table right now. So everyone knows mm-hmm. I am facing north. Okay.
Nice.
I'm actually facing north towards downtown Nashville right now.
How did you know that? I just
65 is right over
That's
here.
Amazing.
There used to be like a KKK statue right here. They took
wow.
it down.
Sure. On the side of the road. Okay.
So I know kind of my directions here.
Mm-hmm.
So now let's go to the east here mm-hmm. on the side of the table and just go ahead and introduce yourself. And then we're going to go, to the north. I'm facing north, but you are the north. Okay. You're north and you are west. Okay. So let's just go around and just give me a little 10 second intro. Give me, introduce yourself.
Yeah.
And then tell me something interesting about yourself. Let's go east.
Hello, everyone. My name is Sharon Taylor. I love life. I love Jesus. Love to laugh.
Yes.
I love people. Oh my gosh. You know,
yes.
My people are really amazing.
They are.
They really are. And I'm so excited to be here on the Human Hope Podcast.
Let's go.
Los Muertos. Let's go. something interesting about me. Yeah, I'm from Memphis, Tennessee, which is like an amazing city.
I hear it.
And if you're and if you're not from Memphis, I'm sorry, but guess what? I still love you so much. Wow. I still love you so much.
Now, what do you feel about Californians moving to Tennessee? There's a lot of that happening.
Her whole face changed.
Oh
my gosh. Okay.
I love people from California, the issue that I have is, you know, how it's affecting the housing market here in Nashville. But other than that, it's great.
Okay.
Well, it's great. But California, we're glad you're here.
Yeah, we're glad. Thank you, Ms. Sharon. Yes. That's amazing. Okay, we're moving north of me. Facing me, we have, go ahead and introduce yourself.
My name is Melinda Doolittle.
Hello, Melinda.
I am the oldest auntie.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah, these are my babies.
The skin all look the same to me.
You can't even tell.
No, you can't tell.
I'm the oldest auntie. I love to laugh. I love having a good time.
Yes, you do.
I'm not as big of a fan of people.
You would never know, though. I like humans.
I just don't like groups. Okay. I just don't like big groups.
Make it plain, Melinda.
I do love people. I really do.
I love that.
But I think something interesting about me.
Yeah.
I'm the queen of air hockey.
Oh.
I will beat
everyone.
That's amazing.
Really?
We need to have a match.
Okay.
Well, I can't.
Where is there an air hockey table that we know of in Nashville,
Dave and
Tennessee?
Dave & Buster's.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, you said that
she's
like
ready.
She said that like she's in a league.
Right. Oh, no. I had some friends come in town and I beat all 12 of them.
Oh, wow.
You got no shame in your game.
No.
You would take anybody down.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay.
Yep.
Incredible. Melinda Doolittle. Thank you. We are moving west.
Wow.
Moving west. And we've got another beauty to my left. Go ahead and introduce yourself and give us something special about you.
Hi, everyone. My name is Sarah Gerald.
Sarah G.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I like music.
Yes, you do.
And I work for our church, the Belonging Co.
Yes, ma'am.
And something interesting about me, I can randomly just start speaking French.
What?
With no context or warning or
she can.
Anything.
Wow. Yeah. So say make something. That happen, please.
Et maintenant, je parle en français parce que j'ai étudié le français pendant 10 ans.
Wow.
Amazing,
wow.
Right?
That was so good.
If you speak French and heard that, do not correct me.
Okay. So what's going to happen, though, when I get like 40 emails from single dudes that are like, hey, can that happen again?
Uh-huh. That can happen again. My Instagram is at the Sarah Gerald.
Okay.
But you can easily be blocked.
Because the aunties are filtering and screening.
The aunties. Yeah. Okay.
And just for context, we are actual aunts.
Okay. Yes. That's okay. Everyone here is an aunt.
Yes.
Okay. So here we go. Now we're gonna take one step farther.
Okay.
Okay. The aunties. But there's something about the aunties.
Yes.
That's a little bit different. Yeah. I'm gonna throw the auntie out there and allow you guys to elaborate on that for a minute.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Do you want to start?
No, you go.
Well, there's something beautiful and special about the Black community in which it takes the entire community and entire family to raise children, to support each other. And I mean, I can specifically speak to my mom's family. My grandma had 8 kids.
Wow.
And we grew up maybe 2-3 hours away, but I called my aunt's mom.
Wow.
Because they were invested in our lives and loved us and helped raise us. And so there's this whole thing about Black women and being the strength and backbone of their family.
Yes.
And so when we say Black aunties, we are actual aunties. Shout out to my niece and nephew. Lindsay and Xavier. They're so cute. They're in a they're filming a movie right now.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't tell you what movie because it's like.
Oh.
But I'll tell you when we stop rolling.
Auntie Sarah, you're going to have to let us know when it comes out so I can let the human host know. 100%
because I brag on my kids.
Love it.
But the Black aunties are the strong women who are holding the Black community down, holding
It is said in such a, anytime I hear it, in such a reverency and such a space of honor that the auntie is like safety.
Yes.
100%. It's the mentor. It's the safe place. It's the person you go to when you can't tell your mama.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, it's just where you run.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, and I think for us, all being single women and being in a city where we may live by ourselves or maybe have roommates or something like that, but we need each other to kind of like we're each other's backbone at this point. So the aunties, we get together, we have dinner because we basically mentor each other. We're there for 100%. Each other. We have each other's backs.
Yep.
It's just kind of how it works.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. And with aunties, you always know that there's going to be love.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like you all, an auntie is always there to love you.
Yeah.
So but with that love also comes correction.
Okay. For real.
Because your auntie loves you too much to have you walking around looking like Boo Boo the Foo.
Right. You ain't gonna be out here looking some kind of way.
No. Right. They're like, no. You don't understand. You're my niece. You're my nephew.
Exactly.
Okay. But it's always done in love. So there's so much love with the auntie. And like Melinda said, it's that mentorship.
Yeah.
You know, like you always have time. Always have time. For your nieces and your nephews.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And they literally light up your life. And in the Black community, literally everyone is your niece and your nephew. Mm-hmm. You know?
Oh, speak to that. What do you mean everyone is your niece and your nephew?
Everyone is your niece and your nephew
family.
As an auntie. Right. So that means I'm going to love you. Yeah. I'm always going to love you. I'm going to correct you. I'm going to encourage you.
Yeah.
I'm going to call you up, but I'm going to bring you in and I'm going to embrace you and I'm going to hold you close.
Wow.
And you're going to know that you are loved, you are seen, you are adored when you're in the presence of an auntie.
Yeah. That's why you have a Tabitha Brown on Instagram and she pours into people. You feel seen.
Yes.
And so immediately she's Auntie Tab.
Yeah. Auntie.
For everybody.
100%.
Like, there's no question. She's just Auntie Best Tabbing auntie the tab. Entire nation.
Yep.
He's Auntie Tabbing.
So that's just how it works.
Yep.
So it's...
I love
That's
that.
We
well, you know, you guys have, there's more than the three of you aunties.
Yes.
There's a few more.
Yep.
Yes.
That couldn't make it tonight.
Yes. Yeah.
No.
Who else is in the auntie?
Corinne.
Shout out to Corinne Abraham.
Corinne's been on the podcast before, so you guys can go back to, I'll let you know what podcast episode it is when I edit this thing, but she's been on the podcast before.
Yes.
And then we have
Candace Watkins.
Y'all need to know Candace Watkins.
Is one of the most generous, loving, kind humans ever.
And a boss.
And a straight boss. Full of humility and grace.
You would never know it.
Come on.
But she's a boss.
Ever.
Man.
Literally.
I saw her, she was just recently profiled on country music, something 40 under 40 or something. I don't know what
Billboard,
it was.
Billboard,
Billboard something.
Yeah.
She is a boss. So they couldn't make it tonight, but just so you guys know, there's a few more aunties that belong.
And shout out to Corinne because she's in my phone as Corinne Ride or Die Abraham.
Oh, yes.
She is so ride or die, but also I call her the influencer of influencers.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like Corinne is like that undercurrent that is quietly guiding you to where you're going next.
She's the glue. She brought us all together.
Well, yeah. I mean here's the thing. I went to Corinne when I needed all of you.
Yeah.
Honestly, like I texted Corinne two nights ago after the Oscars and after, to be honest with you, the Oscars happened. We're going to talk about this later, but the Oscars happened. And then I watched kind of Twitter explode. I watched social media explode. I watched a lot of people have a lot of opinions. And then I woke up the next morning and I had a lot of confused white women, to be honest with you, that came to me and they're like, hey, wait a second. Last night I went to bed and this was about bad behavior. This morning I woke up and this was about Black women. And suddenly they were coming to me going like, well, can you help me understand? And I was like, well, I can't help you understand, but I know the aunties can. Okay, I know that. So what I did is I picked up my phone and I texted Corinne. Okay, again, shout out to Corinne because she made it happen. And I said, hey, Corinne, this is what I need. I love Corinne. We all love Corinne. And I texted her very specifically. I said, let's see where it was. I said, how can I get the aunties on my podcast this week? Is what I said. I said, let's talk about the trauma y'all have had to deal with your hair, and we can. There's a lot of trauma that the aunties can talk about, and people's opinions. Let's talk about toxic masculinity in the black community. Let's talk about a lot of things. Okay, so we don't have 15 hours, which it may take for all this.
You know,
I said Chris Rock needing to be slapped, but also maybe not. Bring me all your wisdom, right? So all of it. So the reason why I wanted you guys is because you ladies is because. You know, first of all, the aunties, like you are all Jesus loving, Holy Spirit filled women who are very gracious listen, we all attend a primarily white church. Mm-hmm. Okay. So there's just, for all the black friends that are out there, you know what I'm talking about. When you attend a white church, there's just an extra sprinkling of grace that you have on your shoulders and an extra sprinkling of education that you must step into. So I just knew that you were the group that I wanted to have this conversation with. Mm-hmm. And I just want to thank you guys for showing up to have it.
Thank you for asking.
So let's just do this. Okay. So first of all, how many of you guys watched it live? Did anybody watch it live?
No,
nobody watched it live.
I missed it live.
You missed it live. Okay.
I was working, but I had like,
I'm surprised you didn't watch it live, to be honest with you.
I normally watch and tweet. Like, yeah, because
you're like a live, like show.
I love to live tweet.
Yep.
And I had a friend nominated this year. Wow. So I thought, I'm so sad that I don't have the time. So I was recording it, but I went on Twitter because I was like, I just need to see if she won.
Right.
And then I opened Twitter and I was like, it had just happened. Ooh. And I was like, I can't even tell if she won right now because Twitter has blown.
Yeah, you're right. You couldn't find anything. Yeah,
nothing.
If you looked up Oscars,
everyone saying what just happened. Was that real?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was that a bit?
Yeah. So, okay. So you didn't watch it live either?
No. Okay. I didn't.
You didn't watch it live either?
No, I didn't.
Okay. So
did you?
Did we watch it live, Heather? We were like maybe an hour delayed. We did kind of can't come home, turn it on because I was watching the soccer game like an old man. Okay, so I watched the soccer game first, and then so I was like, "Daddy, can we put that on the Oscars?" So we put it on the Oscars now. But have you now all seen it?
Yes.
Okay. Oh yes. Okay. So this is what I want to do right now. Okay. And then also I want to say this. I want to say that the reason why I have you here, all three of you, is because this, just so people know, like I kept getting a lot of, cause I posted something that night and I kept getting a lot of comments that were like, this part was wrong. End of story, period. And I kept seeing like, well, actually there's no end of story because this is layered.
Yep.
This is so nuanced. Layered. There's a lot here. Mm-hmm. Right. And so first of all, like I need people to know, like, it's not as black and white as you would want it to be. Mm-hmm. It is nuanced. It's layered. It's layered with what lens you were viewing it through, mm-hmm. and through no fault of however you're viewing it, because you're viewing it through the lens that you grew up in. You have to be able to view this through the lens of a black person. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we're going to, so what I want to do, actually pretty excited about this. I want to actually play this and have you guys watch it live. Ooh. And I want you to feel what you're feeling. I want us to just watch it together is what I want to happen.
He is praying that Will Smith wins. Like, please, Lord. Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it. All right? that was a nice one. Okay. I'm out here. Uh-oh. Richard. Wow. Will Smith just smacked out of me.
Call my name out your mouth.
Wow, dude.
Yeah.
It was a G.I. Jane joke.
Keep my wife's name out your mouth.
I'm going to, okay? Okay. That was a greatest night in the history of television. Okay. So we are here to give a documentary out.
to give an Oscar out for best documentary. Now, the beauty of documentaries, because they make you, when you watch one, you feel smart.
Okay. So, you can feel it right now, just in the room. Mm-hmm. Sarah, we'll just go to you.
Is this a long answer or a short answer?
It's as long as you need it to be.
Okay.
We could divide this podcast up into 7 weeks. I don't care.
Honestly, when I first heard what happened and even watching it back now, my first reaction was apathy. Because even in your intro, you were listing all sorts of Black trauma that we as Black women carry.
Yeah.
And in the moment, I was like, I do not have space for another thing.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
And the thing that's unfortunate with media or the byline or whatever is when something like this happens in the Black community or with Black people, it overruns everything and you can't escape it.
Wow.
And there is an unspoken, well, sometimes spoken,
yeah,
pressure and guidelines and rules that Black people follow to not have things like this,
yeah,
to not be this example or this person.
Uh-huh.
And so when you see someone who for years has been an example of making it in the Black community, which is a whole other thing of why that's important.
Yeah.
It just, it's heartbreaking. And you're like, for me, I'm like, I do not have space.
Wow.
To process.
Yeah.
Why I know this makes me upset.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I immediately shut it down.
You did, like, right away.
Right
away.
I'm like, that's foolishness. I ain't got time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
But knowing the undercurrent of there's going to have to be another explanation.
Wow.
Yeah. Will wasn't following the Black rules that everybody has to follow.
Wow.
Right. To fly under the radar.
Wow.
To control that part of you so we don't have to be in the media, so we don't have to be in the news, so there's not another hashtag.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, just follow the rules.
Wow.
And hold it in. But then even saying that, I'm like, mad AF that there are rules in the first
there
place.
You go.
Right.
Yeah. So that's that's me.
I mean, I think I said, like, this happened in the wrong space. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, if this had happened on, like, the BET Awards, we would not be having this discussion.
No.
We would have been like, you got popped because so you said something about his wife.
Yep.
Like, you know,
right.
Like, so my brain said, like,
wow.
Why did this happen at the Academy Awards? Like, why did it have to happen here?
Right.
We're all, like, we've come through the hardest 2 years ever. So we are all on edge. We are all doing things out of character. And I know, like, I've looked up to Will Smith and his career and everything.
Yeah.
So it's hard to see him do something out of character. And it hurt. For sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish it would have been different.
Mm-hmm.
I also understand that we're all kind of doing things out of character. I fly off the handle a lot faster right now
than
I have, you know? So I'm okay, I can give you that, but just it was the space that it happened in.
Mm,
right.
And interesting.
Then, so I think that got me. And then I immediately went to Jada because I thought about was.
So you went straight there.
Yeah, because that was the crux of it all. And everyone online was talking about Chris and Will.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, like, this lady is sitting here having, I've been watching her alopecia journey. So I think I've watched that online. I've watched her be like, I'm going to be strong. I don't care that I had to cut off my hair. And I know as a Black woman, you can keep saying that, but you may, there's got to be something that she feels like, on her own at the house that probably Will has had to experience with her.
Absolutely.
So all I thought was, like, she is sitting there having had that joke said about her.
Uh-huh.
You see it on her face.
Totally.
That was uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Then she has a husband that she's probably confided in and been like, stand up for me.
Mm.
And she watches him do what she's maybe asked him to do,
absolutely,
but not in a way that is helpful at all.
Right.
So then she's like, got to deal with the weight of he just stood up for me, but I'm gonna have to go home and tell him that anyway. Yeah. Do you know what I'm like? Mm-hmm. All I could think is like, what is her journey right now? Like, where is her head?
Yeah.
And she really, I mean, I felt like she kind of been erased.
Absolutely.
From the narrative of it all. Like people started by saying like, he shouldn't have said that joke because of her, but then it just went to everything else.
Yeah.
And we just haven't really been talking about her. So I'm kind of like, can we find out where her heart is? Like how that has affected her. So that's kind of where I am right now.
That's good.
Yeah.
Sharon, to the east.
It was very much like, initially it was shock. Like literally the only word that I had was what.
Really?
I said what like 12 times. I was like, what?
You're right.
To myself, because nobody else was there.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I was like, what? When?
Yeah.
And so it was shock because I'm seeing these beautiful human beings.
Yeah.
Like in a space and acting out in a way that I hadn't seen before,
right?
That I hadn't heard before,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, I need context because I saw what happened, but I don't know what is happening.
That's so good.
And so once I got the context, honestly, I didn't even have that. What did I do? I called another auntie.
Oh, there we go.
Because it literally was like you're seeing your family fight.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, we don't do that.
Right.
And if we do, we do that behind closed doors.
Yes.
We do not do that.
That's the rule that you were just talking about.
It's the rule. Like, we do not do that in the middle of Target.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is not what we do.
Yeah.
And so like those rules came up, you know, where it's like you can't be human. You can't have those moments, like huge fallacies that we all have.
Right.
And so I literally called my other friend who's an auntie from college. FaceTime. Because phone call was not going
to
do.
You needed to see her face.
I needed FaceTime. To see her face. I was like, what? What, you know, because it's like
you kept going, you said it by yourself, and then you just kept wanting to
because at this point, the aunties, we have to be here now, for everybody involved.
Yep. Did you feel like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna have to have a lot of conversations now?
Oh, for sure,
100%.
Oh, yeah,
every time something happens, I'm like, dear Lord, I need to wake up with strength tomorrow,
okay. Right?
Wow. But Sharon says something so poignant. To be human as a Black person can be dangerous.
100% dangerous.
And so to see that expression of humanity, I'm like,
Yeah.
And I hate that it feeds into things that have been said for years, you know?
Right. Sure.
Yeah. I hate that the first thing I started seeing was the word thug thrown around.
Yep.
And I'm like, he has never presented that way, like, you know, just hasn't.
Nope.
And so we can't, while that was wrong for sure, and maybe a thuggish action, we can't call him a thug.
Nope. Absolutely
not. We just can't put that title on somebody because of one moment.
Right.
And I don't know, it was just hard to take because it's heavy for all of us, and it's sometimes hard for me to explain to some of my white friends just how communal we are as a people.
100%.
And that we feel it all together. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, this is not any one person's issue. Yeah. This becomes all of us.
Yep.
Hold that thought.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta go to the bathroom.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
I'm the oldest auntie here. Yes. I told you it was gonna be good. So good. Hey, listen, through the magic of editing, I'm actually not in the restroom right now because it's the next day. And I want to just lean in to the relationship we have with two amazing partners here at Human Hope. So friends, please check these partners out and do what you can to support them as they support us as well. Here we go. Our first partner this week is BetterHelp.com online therapy. You guys know relationships need work, a lot of work. And a lot of us will drop anything to go help somebody we care about. We'll go out of our way to treat other people well. But how often is the question, do we give ourselves the same treatment? This month, BetterHelp Online Therapy wants to remind you to take care of your most important relationship, the one with you. And I want to remind you as well, they're incredible. The therapist that I use, I am a different person every time I get out of an appointment. And I'd love for you guys to give it a shot too. BetterHelp is online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist. So you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's super affordable. So why don't you give it a try and see why over 2 million people have used BetterHelp Online Therapy. So what you're going to get as a Human Hope listener is 10% off your first month if you go to betterhelp.com/humanhope. That is BETTERHELP.com/humanhope. Check it out. Our next partner is the Canopy app. According to the New York Times, more than twice as many kids have been exposed to pornography online as their parents realize. Honestly, that's terrifying. But Canopy, a new next generation digital parenting app, is here to make the internet safer for kids by ensuring that they never see graphic content, even by accident. Canopy blocks explicit images and videos on every single website. Its advanced AI filtering technology works on smartphones, on tablets, and computers. To learn more, visit canopy.us/humanhope and use the promo code humanhope at checkout to get 30 days free and 15% off forever. Let me go here. Because we were just talking about how you guys were going to have to... Okay. The aunties are going to have to start explaining. The aunties are going to have to start teaching again. I've got to wake up with a little extra energy.
Yeah.
And hopefully this is the clip. But I've got a clip of a news commentator saying what a lot of people were thinking. And let me just play this and see if this is the right clip.
Rock, Judge, what do you think?
What do I think?
Yeah.
I think that the Oscars are not the hood. I think it's not a bar.
Rock, Judge, what do you think?
Play that again.
What do I think?
Yeah.
I think that the Oscars are not the hood. I think it's not a bar.
Okay, so...
First of all...
Okay, come on.
I just really wish y'all could see the looks that we exchanged, but... Before we heard the clip.
Had you heard that before?
No.
Okay, I'm so, absolutely not. Yeah,
and I'm so, the eyes were red, were open and ready.
Yeah.
Melinda is perched, ready to
way off my seat.
Pop off and discover the voice, the body that the voice belongs to.
Who is that?
We'll watch it one more time, real quickly. Just one more time. Here we go.
Oh.
Rock, Judge, what do you think?
What do I think?
Yeah.
I think that
absolutely
the
not.
Are not
absolutely
the hood.
No.
Okay.
No. So here we go. The Oscars are not the hood. So already, I mean, this is exactly what you were talking about.
Uh-huh. Can I please?
Yes.
Sorry.
Yes.
I don't know why. So.
And just to clarify, my absolutely not was not agreeing with that comment. It was absolutely not with the trash that just came out of the mouth.
Yeah, got it.
Go ahead, Sarah.
What y'all don't know about the hood, it's where I've seen a display of love not seen.
Come on,
thank you. Many places outside of the hood.
Preach,
Let's go, Sarah, because you got to come together.
When we said earlier, there was a thing about black community and black aunties that takes everybody in. It's because even in the places where we're poorest or where we have the least, we come together and make sure that everybody is taken care of.
Okay.
So what you think you know about the hood, you actually don't know about the hood. Because if you want actual good food, good community,
love, real love,
where you can come
Come on, Sarah. Sarah, let the people know, Sarah.
Where you can actually bring the worst of you and still be loved.
Still be loved. When you have to put on, you don't have to act like something that you're not or try to be something that you're not, be exactly who God created you to be. And be loved in your imperfections and in your strength and in your areas where you need work on and you're still loved. Yes, that's what the hood is, ma'am.
Melinda, thoughts on the hood?
That's why... whoever that was ain't coming to nobody's cookout.
That's right.
Not why. Exactly. You are not invited to the cookout.
Yeah, the hood thing.
Or the suburbs.
Like when the cookout happens, it's a the hood is a place where people come together.
Yeah.
It just is.
Yeah.
And bad things have happened in the hood, but they've also happened in the suburbs.
Come on, you can't tell me that
it doesn't happen everywhere,
right? Thank you.
You're just attributing it to one place, but it happens everywhere.
Yeah.
So, why would you do that, Carlos?
Listen. You can't just listen. I'm from Fuquay, Verena, North Carolina. I've seen some stuff at Walmart. I've seen some stuff at T's Tackle. I know what happens in y'all's hood. Don't even come over here.
Don't try it, Sarah said. Tease Tackle down the road from Bojangles.
You know who you are and you know what you did.
Not Tease Tackle.
I've seen some stuff.
Okay, so I think we all definitely understand that great things come from the hood.
Yes,
absolutely.
Great things come from the hood.
Yes.
Okay, please.
Mm-hmm. Like some of the best.
Some of the best things come from the hood. Some of the things that actually people that are listening to this podcast right now don't even know that they are experiencing the beauty of. They don't even know it came from the hood.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so Mrs. Academy Awards isn't the hood. Maybe the Academy Awards should be in the hood.
I mean, I don't know. I said earlier, had this happened at the BET Awards, it would be a different story.
Yeah.
I did say that.
You did.
You did. You said it out loud.
Because we take care of our business.
Yeah.
In our own space. Mm-hmm. In our own space.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, what would have happened, I feel like, even at the BET Awards, is a bunch of women would have stood up and been like, no, you're not going to talk about her hair like that. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It would have been more of a communal, no, sir, that joke.
Yeah.
Right.
Not that one. Not here tonight.
Right.
Not here tonight.
Right.
As opposed to like a slap. Mm-hmm.
So let's go there. Let's move then. Let's move from... Just from whatever we just listened to.
Yeah, don't do that again.
Okay, sorry. Let's move from that to the, you know, we said it already, like, what about Jada? What about her? You know, let me tell you where my heart went to, and I think it's because I'm an empath. Immediately, it went not only to Jada, but it went to the Williams sisters. It went to, you know, when I saw that video of Venus, actually during Will's acceptance speech, she almost didn't look like she knew the cameras were on her, but she was feeling so many things.
It was too much.
It was too much. She was feeling so much that she didn't know how to really process in the moment. Because she's like, okay, she's like, I got the cameras on me. Mm-hmm. I got to follow the rules, right? Yeah. We got the rules. I've got to, but also like her family's moment was stolen.
Everything. Yeah. Like it was a,
yeah.
Everything was stolen. Like at that point, then you're celebrating a man who just did something that you definitely don't agree with.
Uh-huh.
Right.
And it's not okay. And you're wondering like, really, how is he still in the room in this moment now? You know, and he's getting the highest award.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I'm feeling pain for him ruining his own night.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then I think of Questlove, who got the award
that Chris Rock
was trying to give out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he finally tweeted today and he was like, I'm still, I'm trying to celebrate, but I'm still trying to process.
Yeah.
Like, I don't actually know how to do this.
Yeah.
And I think everybody, you saw it on everybody's faces. Yeah. Like nobody knew how to do that, how to move past that.
Yeah.
They tried.
I felt like we were all in a classroom and a fight had just happened and somebody, you know, a lot of people got in trouble and then we were stuck in the classroom. Like we couldn't leave.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
You know, like it was just like, oh my gosh, I just want this to be over. Like I want this to, you know, like, but like you're stuck in it, you know.
You still got an hour.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Let's go to honestly the... I think the ethos of where a lot of people are, where the most pain is being felt right now. I'll be honest with you. I think the most pain is being felt by the aunties, because the whole thing stemmed from something that you three, I'm assuming, have been dealing with your entire life when it comes to white America and who you are in a part of who you are, which is, you know, Jada. Now, tell me the name of the disease again.
Alopecia.
I want to say it correctly. Alopecia. Mm-hmm. But I would venture to say not just black women with alopecia were triggered and traumatized by that moment.
No, black women with hair.
With hair. Mm-hmm.
And it came from the man who made a documentary.
A documentary.
Mm-hmm. About black women's hair. Like, if anyone should know not to do that joke.
Yeah.
If there was anybody.
Right.
That was, I think, the thing that was harder to hear is I'm like, man, this is coming from you. I had given him grace when that documentary came out, because the documentary came out and then everybody wanted to touch my hair. Oh. And they wanted to be like, is that a weave? Is it a wig? Is it real? And I'm like, this is Chris Rock's fault.
Can we please take a moment to have a PSA?
Let's go. Let's start here. Sarah Gerald, give me the PSA.
You do not, in any circumstance, have permission, without my permission, to touch my hair.
And don't ask me if I do not know you, I'm not in relationship with you, cannot touch your hair. Because who do you ask any other race of humans to do that?
Right.
No. Who do you ask to do that when you see someone's dog and you go, can I pet your dog?
You pet dogs.
Can I pet your horse?
You don't come up and pet
you don't ask someone, can I touch your hair? I don't know you.
Yeah.
Now, if we are in relationship, that's something completely different.
Okay. Good to know.
Sure.
Good to know.
Now, if I know you and you have a question, I'm going to answer it.
Yes, 100%.
And I'm in a space where I will answer it even if I don't know you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. However, it does kind of feel like you're in a petting zoo.
Sure.
100%.
I think pregnant women go through it too.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
I'm not going to say it's just black women and our hair. Pregnant women, like, people just walk up and touch your belly.
Yes.
They don't want that.
That's not normal.
That's not okay.
But you get to give birth to something when you're pregnant and the belly.
Then it goes away.
It goes away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My hair.
Yeah.
Still here.
It's still here.
Still
So, I mean, give me some. Give me one of you guys, just give me an example of maybe a moment where
just one.
Sure. One or two. I mean, I don't care.
I mean,
listen, I ain't got hair, first of all. Okay. So anytime I can talk about hair, I just want to talk about it all day.
Sometimes you have grace and sometimes you don't.
Okay. Yeah.
So I put braids in.
Okay. So hold on. Like, I love this. Now, again, realizing and remembering that there's a large demographic of people that are listening to this podcast that are not black. I don't have the data. Spotify doesn't give me the data, but I'm just going to venture to say over 90% of people listening to this podcast are white.
Over
90. Okay.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to say are white. That's just me doing my Instagram math. Okay.
Sure.
So when you say put on braids, some people, I mean, we're going to go to basic levels here.
Yeah. Right.
Some people may be like, what?
That's
Sarah,
fair.
Tell me.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And also, just as another side note, this is part of the education thing you were talking about.
So good.
And I just really want to encourage you to do a quick Google search, because there's so much information in their YouTube videos, and it's really cool.
So good.
And it's part of Black Girl Magic that we can, like, show up one day and the next day look completely different. And you're like, wait, what just happened?
That is Black Girl Magic.
It's Black Girl Magic.
Yes. Yep.
So my hair is natural, which means if I don't do anything to it, it's naturally in a tight curl pattern that looks like an afro.
Yep.
And when I say I put in braids are extensions. It's when you take small sections of your hair and literally plait it into braids.
Got it.
With the extensions in. And so one day my hair was...
You can't just do that in the morning.
No.
Okay.
That's hours.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
It's a dedicated
day.
You have to plan.
You have to plan for that.
Wait, what did you say?
I said it's possibly days. Oh. And Sarah is laughing because during 2020, when I needed to learn how to do my own hair because I could not get it done.
Uh-oh.
It took me 3 days.
Oh my God.
And yep. At one point of those 3 days, I looked like one of the girls from Rugrats.
If you saw Rugrats, you'll remember Angelica had a doll named Cynthia.
And my girl was like Cynthia from Rugrats. And I was like, wait. I FaceTimed. I FaceTimed Corinne and Sarah. And I was like, what is happening? And they were like, oh no. Like,
because another aspect of black hair is not supposed to stick straight up. When you braid it.
Our hair 100% defies gravity, but when we braid it, it's supposed to follow the laws of gravity. Come down.
My girl had a crown of glory.
I just want to say,
like Angelica. I mean, Angelica's doll, Cynthia.
Jesus. Just sometimes our hair. We have good intentions and things don't work out. This is true. Bad.
Listen,
so it took
so
3 days. Okay, sorry.
We all have braids.
Thank you for that.
We're just trying to explain braids, and already we're having such a journey.
Man, and we're just on braids.
And we're just on braids.
We're just on braids.
Legit. So I put braids in. Okay. Took. Seven on a good day, it takes 7 hours, and that's after I've washed and conditioned and detangled, etc.
Yeah,
7 hours, and all of a sudden my hair went from being almost shoulder length to down my back.
Okay,
and so I show up.
Black girl magic.
And so I show up to this predominantly white church that I was attending at the time, and this woman came up to me and was like, oh my God, how did you do that with your hair? And I just didn't have any grace that day. And I was like, yeah, I went to the store and got 18 inch miracle growth.
Sarah!
No, Sarah! And she was so confused. She was like, wait, what?
She probably thought that really was a thing.
And I was like,
oh my gosh, that's amazing.
But honestly, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to this woman. If you're listening, you know who you are. Yeah. I did not go to the store and get 18 inch miracle growth.
Oh, wow.
I've worked really hard.
That's a great story.
That is a great story.
Any other, you know, quick hair stories?
Ooh. Well, so I sing for a living. And so I have a lot of, you know, after the show, there'll be like a meet and greet line or whatever. And my audience is much like your audience.
Yes.
And, but they're older.
Oh, okay.
There are a lot of walkers.
Yeah.
and they're just so older.
I tried to open it up. Because my mind went to a last name. Like,
no. Well, my mind went to The Walking Dead, and I was just thinking.
They are using walkers to get around,
like mobility aids.
Yes, mobility aids.
Oh my gosh!
And they're just they're older white people who are they're so much fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then they come through the line and they wait for I don't know how long to say what they're going to say.
Absolutely.
And sometimes they'll be like, that was the best colored show I've ever seen. And I'm like, oh dear.
My God.
One lady walked up to me and just put her hand in my hair.
Oh, Jesus.
And went to run her fingers through it.
Oh, no.
Thankfully, she did not get stuck, but she said, I just thought with the way you were sweating up there, this would be an afro by now. Oh. So this must not be real. And I was like,
Wow. Add that to the list of things we don't do.
Do it.
So that didn't happen.
Wow.
And I had some grace for it because she's older.
Sure.
And my grandpa said some interesting things.
Absolutely.
Over the years, you know. But I was like, well, it's real.
It's real. It didn't sweat into a fro.
It's real. Yeah. I just, you know.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yep.
So
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow.
So there is obviously, this is, you don't just have to manage your hair. You have to manage, expectations of your hair. You have to manage, people's opinions of your hair. You have to manage questions of your hair. You have to manage a lot of things.
Yeah.
And so when people woke up the next morning and suddenly there may have been a lot of white people that were like, wait a second. Like this was just something about, you know, Will Smith, you know, being, as this one news reporter said, acting like he's from the hood. And so suddenly it went from that to, I saw a lot of, she went immediately on Twitter the night before and was like, violence is never love kind of deal. And she was actually, and yeah, this is actually, I'm very interested to hear all three of your takes on this. Mm-hmm. She was actually confronted by, I think in a very respectful way, by a lot of black people that follow her, women that follow her, that said, hey, actually, this isn't your conversation to have. Mm-hmm. So can we center this around black women and allow them to have this conversation instead of you having this conversation about violence? And she, I think very graciously, was like, you're right. And what I love about what she did is she actually, let me actually find her post. She actually left the post up. I think a lot of women would have deleted that. Mm-hmm. They actually would have deleted the post. Mm-hmm. And she, let me find it here. Okay, so she posted, violence is never proof of love. That's a deadly idea that has fueled and excused domestic violence for far too long. Think hard about that take, please. Then she posted, she said, update, hello. Since I posted this, many black women I respect have told me that as a white woman, this is not my conversation to have. There is much about tonight that I don't understand, that I should sit this out and listen. So that is what I'm going to do. I've also been asked to leave this post up in order to preserve the labor of those who took time to educate and expand the conversation in the comments. Mm-hmm. Comfort to all tonight, Glennon. Now, first of all,
I want to
give her a round of applause for that.
Absolutely.
Because that's fantastic that she did that. Go ahead. Come on in. Dogs bark. And there we go. Sweet. Nope. My poor limping dog. He's got something wrong with his foot.
Sweet pea.
Okay, we're good. So we give her a round of applause. She did something that I don't see done very often.
Right, right.
She listened, she acted.
Yep.
This is the biggest DM I was getting that day. A lot from a lot of people coming to me, and I'm like, well, I'm not a black woman, so let me bring him in. Mm-hmm. Why was this important for her to do? And why was this maybe even asked of her? And maybe the three of you don't even agree on asking her to do this, which is totally fine too. Mm-hmm. Because, hey, surprise, surprise, black women can have differences of opinions as well. Go figure. You mean you're not just this one walking amoeba of thought? No, everyone has, you know. So let me just kind of get your kind of your thoughts on this.
Go ahead.
Because I'm actually going to ask all three of you. So go ahead and, you know, gather the things.
I saw her post.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, she's right.
Uh-huh.
Violence is not like a way to show love.
Yeah.
I understood that as an answer to kind of Will Smith's speech afterwards in saying, you know, sometimes love will make bad things.
Yeah.
You know, so I understood why she would want to say that on behalf
of trauma victims.
Yes. And things that have been blamed on love. So I understood it. To me, I would not have actually asked her to back out of that part of the conversation. I would most likely be like, back out of the conversation if you're talking about like relations between like Chris and Will and and about the hair and about that. Then I'm like, I don't think you need to be in this conversation. But that is true.
Okay.
That's just true to me. Yeah. So I sometimes I think things can be overcorrected upon occasion. Yeah. And I get it. We're on a pendulum swing. You know, we've been in one place for so long.
Yes.
And in order to get to the correct place, we almost have to swing to the other side before we settle.
That's good.
In a healthy place. So, but
that's good. I like that. Sharon, Sarah.
Very good. Okay. So I didn't see the post until you mentioned it. I respect the fact that she listened to the black women that were speaking and she didn't try to discredit them. Or she didn't. She didn't try to discredit them. She actually listened. Now, to her point about violence, which is true. It not being the answer. While I was shocked and don't agree with how it happened, I understand why it happened.
Wow.
And I don't have to agree with you to understand why.
Right.
And it may be because I have a sister right now, a black sister, who is walking through a health, a serious health battle, health journey with cancer and has lost all of her hair.
Wow.
And if anyone would say anything sideways pertaining to her no longer having hair on her head, my brother 100% would lay hands.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So while... because I'm kind of a nonviolent person. but that's just my nature. Okay, Sarah, for the most part, I am.
Let Memphis come out real quick.
I'm nonviolent. I'm kidding. But no, but that's my nature and that's my character.
Yeah.
You know? So for her to say that, it's like, yes, that's correct. But then you have to take every person into account and their character and the circumstances surrounding that. And I feel like that's maybe where the black women were like, hey, wait a minute.
Yeah.
There's a lot that you're not accounting for here. And this blanket statement, while true, is not helpful in this moment.
Yes.
Right. Exactly. Again, there's so many other things going on for us to talk about.
Yeah.
And this statement trying to shut it down, that's not worried.
Right.
No.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
What are the other things that were going on, Sarah?
Wow. That's not where my brain was.
Sorry. Go back to where your brain was. Then I can ask that question.
Yeah. No, I appreciate the opportunity for people to give their opinion and share their voices. Like, honestly, I get that side of things. I think where I'm nervous for this entire situation is for it to not turn to cancel culture for either gentleman involved.
Right.
And I have a strong opinion about cancel culture.
Yeah, for sure.
In general, but even like from a Christian lens.
Yeah.
And I heard this from Sarah. Oh gosh, she's a comedian, actress, Sarah, dark hair.
I know who you're talking about.
Silverman.
Yes, Sarah Silverman. Leave it to
good
the
job,
pop
Melinda,
culture expert
that's
Melinda.
Right.
Oh my goodness.
Let's go.
So I saw this clip of her and she was talking about cancel culture and she said, "May we always leave a path for reconciliation." Mm-hmm. And I was like, That's biblical.
Right.
Like,
right.
That's what I should be believing as a Christian, that there should always be a path for reconciliation no matter what's happening. Mm-hmm. And so even in moments like this and this blog and people responding and even my responses, I'm like, okay, well, number one, am I projecting onto the situation?
Yeah.
Mm. Am I making a quick judgments about people? Mm-hmm. And am I leaving a path for reconciliation open for people? And at the same time, am I examining my own self?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And allowing this moment to teach me something and grow me in places, because
so easy to see it in other people, but then will you allow, I mean, Holy Spirit,
yeah,
conscious, whatever you want to call it, mm-hmm, to illuminate the things in places in your life where you might need correction.
Yes. Wow. Growth. Yeah. And where there's room for empathy, within you. Because I went through that.
We're in such a culture of like a quick, you got to get that tweet up.
Right.
Yep. Yes.
You got to, your take on it has to happen so quickly.
Right. So good.
That we don't take
the
whole picture into consideration. Yeah. Like, that's been probably the best lesson I've learned in 2020, 2021 is like when things happen, because they keep happening.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Sit down. Find out the information. Yeah. Take a minute.
Yep.
Mm.
And just really look at all different sides of it before you give your take. That's what I love about what you do, Carlos.
Ooh,
you're
so
good actually waiting for a second.
Yes.
Thinking on it, thinking it through.
Yep.
Because now a take is expected from you,
sure,
right?
Yeah.
So you're going to have to give one.
Yeah.
But you're not quick to just give any take.
Yeah. Right.
You actually look at everything. And I think
I try to be last now. Like, I try to be last. People get mad at me. People are DMing me like, how come you haven't said anything? It's like, because I ain't got nothing to say yet.
Right. Right.
And it's okay to not have something to suggest.
That's right.
100%. Even if you never have anything to say, that's okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Gosh. Okay. So let's, I mean, we're at an hour already.
Oh gosh!
Mm-hmm. Listen, we can do this for and I'm already gonna say this has to happen again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's just gonna be an auntie episodes that are gonna happen.
We can
do this, but I would like to ask you ladies about the, you know, and we were just talking, reading what Glennon said about the layers that are there, the layers to the moment, right? And I think we've, you know, I think we have kind of hit on them through the conversation, but I think there is the layer of, you know, there's a layer of, these are two highly respected black late 40s, early 50s men who are, you know, leaders in the entertainment community.
Yeah. Right.
And so they are like, it's like, not you two.
Mm-hmm.
Right. This could have been, there's a lot of other black men that this could have been, but for it to be these two, there's that layer, right?
Yeah.
There's the layer of, well, you know, cause I think really there, people woke up on two sides of the coin. Will protected his wife. Like, of course, he needed to protect his wife. He needed to go out there. Of course, like, you need to protect your wife.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's the well, no, he was violent and that was an assault and that shouldn't have happened. And Chris was the, you know, and so I think there's, you know, there's layers there.
Mm-hmm.
Would you three answer this, you know, if you want to or not, but what do you think about the, where do you guys land on, and it could be, you know, kind of like I land pretty close to the middle when it comes to this. But where do you land when it comes to, you know what? Like I think that black men need to be protecting black women more, like I saw Will do, or you know what? I can protect myself and probably, you know, this maybe shouldn't be a thing that, that you do for me. Maybe you would have put your hand on the thigh of the partner and just kind of been like, thank you, I can see it in your eyes, but I'm gonna have you, and all three of you aunties are holding hands right now.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a question you can answer. You don't have to, but I'm just gonna throw it out there.
Okay.
And knowing this again, knowing that is a very complicated and nuanced thing that you may not even be able to get out correctly on this little microphone. But just give it a shot. And there's lots of grace here.
Okay. I will try to say this clearly and without crying.
Okay.
Where I land with black women, black men protecting black women, etc., is going back to the comment that we made earlier about black women being the backbone of the black community in so many areas and for so many reasons and for so long. There is a weariness there and almost a, I don't lead, my first reaction isn't to expect to be protected.
Yeah.
I don't expect
That's not an expectation.
No. And I lead with having to show strength and having to shield myself.
Yes. Yes.
And it's such a nuanced thing because we're here trying to gather everyone in our arms.
Yes.
Because there has been a lack for, again, so many reasons of Black masculinity in all of its glory, being allowed to be strong and present, et cetera. And this is such a loaded conversation.
I know.
But that's just one perspective of the Black woman in the Black community having to be strong for everyone.
Yeah.
And will someone please be strong for us?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I said it to Heather tonight, I was sitting in church crying, praying for someone to come and embrace me and rub my back because I do it to everyone else all the time. I'm like, God, sometimes I'm tired.
Yeah.
Will someone carry my burden?
Wow.
Please help.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And not that I'm saying I agree with Will's actions but also taking into consideration, like Melinda was pointing out, the scenario, like where they were at, like it is still very present in the collective social memory of Black people being the first and where they used to not even be invited to sit in places like that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like my sister was the first Black policewoman in her town.
Wow.
Like there are people in my family, in my present age, like I'm in my 30s,
that are first,
that are still being first.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's
so important.
It's this
so important
tension of there's still areas in which we have to play the part, quote unquote, but also will someone please be strong for me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I can't tell you how many times I've felt protected.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know, like it just, we are always in need of being the strong ones, you know? And Black men have been through so much that we want to be. Mm-hmm. So let me say that.
Like,
We want to have your back right now.
Because
it's dangerous out there. Like, we want to have your back. So there's not even an expectation of you having mine right now because you're going through so much.
A lot.
So like that would even happen was kind of a shock. Yeah. Like, oh, wait. Okay.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're trying
so good
in a flawed way, mm-hmm. but you're trying to stand up and be like, man, you've had my back. Let me get yours. Uh-huh. You know? So nuanced. And then thankfully in that space, you still have like a Black uncle like Denzel.
Yeah. Hey, let's talk about the uncle Denzel.
Wait a minute. Let me step in because I see that you tried to protect, but let's figure out where this was flawed.
Yeah, right.
You know? Yep. So like, I don't know. It's a hard one.
No, not landing is actually a great place to land. I'm going to let you not land too. So go ahead. What do you got?
Basically, yes, absolutely. With what Melinda said, like with Black men having been through so much, not only do we want to be there, but we will be there.
Right.
Like, at any cost.
Yes.
Absolutely.
It's like, no, we will be there.
Yeah.
Now, my experience has been a little different, probably because I'm the baby of my family.
Okay.
And so I have a lot of older cousins, male cousins, and my brother and my best friend. So I have seen them like
protect and rise up
100%. However, when they're not around, I have to do it myself, which they're not around now more often than they are because we live in, you know, we're not kids anymore, you know? And so I do have to protect myself. I don't expect anybody else to do it because there's no one around. I'm a single woman.
Mm-hmm.
So a single Black woman. So, but I know how to do that because of what they've taught me and how they've shown me how to stand up for myself.
Yeah.
But on the other end of that masculinity, I have experienced the toxic part of that.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Where it's no, I'm telling you not to do this to protect you.
Uh-huh.
Right.
And it's like, okay, yeah. Now we're entering into control.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I've experienced both ends of it. And that's where the nuance comes in. It's like, like I said, I don't agree with displays of violence, even when it's been done on my behalf.
Right, right.
But I've understood it every time.
Right. Yes.
I understand where Will was. I understand, you know, what was happening and what. Yes. And like, no, Chris, let's not do that.
Right.
You know, I understood the eye roll that Jada gave.
Did you see it?
I felt it deep in my soul.
Yeah.
I understood that because it's like, leave me be.
Yeah.
Leave black women be.
I'm tired.
Really? Do I have to deal with this again? Yes. That's what it was.
So it doesn't excuse his behavior.
Right. It's not excusing it at all.
I feel like sometimes my therapist will use like, this is an explanation, not an excuse. Mm-hmm. It just explains like maybe what motivated it, but it doesn't excuse the consequences.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like there are going to be consequences for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I do understand.
Yeah.
This is so good, honestly. The gift of this conversation is going to last years. I think it's going to impact generations. I think that there's going to be people that are listening to this podcast that get to a lot. Hey, I need you to listen to this podcast, and it's going to go and it's going to get to go. And honestly, like, I'm sitting here and I felt like God was telling me very specifically three things. Sarah, I felt like God is this may or may not even end up on the podcast. I just need to tell you, because this was very loud while the three of you were talking in a second, but God is like putting an accelerant on you, almost like a booster of a rocket, whatever it needs to like get into space, like God's like literally about to like pour that on you. And he's going to accelerate you into the next, whatever the next thing is. If you've been waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting, there's like an acceleration that is about to happen. And so I can't wait to see that. Melinda, like there is a safety with you. Mm-hmm. There is a, oh my, like I could just sit for days and watch you do your hair for 3 days. Like there is a safety with you. And I want you to know that safety is going to continue to grow. And there's more and more people that are going to need that, that are going to need that safety. And Sharon, there is such a joy of the Lord that is that is not only going to be your strength, but but your joy is going to give so many people in that are listening to this podcast strength. Yes. But the joy of the Lord is not only your strength. I feel like he's saying it is everyone that is around you, their strength as well. And so just don't lose that, you know, sit in that. And I just wanted to encourage the three of you, because you are gifts to me, you're gifts to my family, and now you're gifts to the Human Hope family. So I love you, all three of you.
We love you so much.
Yeah. And we love the Human Hope family.
Hang on.
Okay, you can't do that and then
I know,
do this.
Right?
This is what we do. So, hey, real quick, where can people follow you guys on all the things?
Follow me on Instagram at TheSarahGerald. I like to post about music and laughing and songwriting and all the things and Jesus and my friends.
Let's go.
I'm just at M. Doolittle. That's it.
Follow me on Instagram at Taylor Made with Love. Oh, Taylor as in TAYLOR, my last name. And let's have some laughs, y'all.
So good. And my name is Carlos Enrique with Gerd Guzman Echebel Cabello, or Los for short. And I want to say I'll see you next week on another episode of Human Hope. Here we go.
Hey, hey,
hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey,
let's go.
Get it.
Get it.
Shoulder shrug.
Get it.
Shoulder shrug. Oh, the breakdown's about to come.
Come on.
Oh,
it's a breakdown.
Here it comes.